And we go now to NPR's Scott Horsley, who's traveling with the president in Wisconsin. Scott, the rally tonight there in Madison seems reminiscent of the president's campaign rallies from 2008. What's the scene?
Melissa, I almost want to check the calendar here. It looks very much like the fall of 2008. The president is smiling in shirt sleeves, standing outside a historical library here, surrounded by adoring supporters, many of them young people from the University of Wisconsin. Young people, of course, were a big part of the president's own victory 2 years ago. And a lot of the pundits have said they're not going to come back to the polls in this midterm election for the Democrats. President Obama effectively dared these young people to prove the pundits wrong.
They're basically saying that you're apathetic, you're disappointed, you're, we're not sure that we're going to turn out. Wisconsin, we can't let that happen. We cannot sit this one out. We can't let this country fall backwards because the rest of us didn't care enough to fight. The stakes are too high for our country and for your future. And I am going to get out there and fight as hard as I can, and I know you are too, to make sure we keep moving forward.
The president there trying to inspire youth voters. Scott, what specifics is he offering, a voting message that might bring them to the polls in November?
Melissa, his pitch is partly practical. He's talking about the steps his administration has taken, for example, to make college tuition more affordable. He's talked about the provision in the new health care law that allows young people to stay on their parents' health insurance plan until they're 26 years old. That got a big cheer here. But he's also just trying to recapture some of the excitement. He's trying to recapture some of the imagery of that victorious 2008 campaign. He acknowledged that a lot of people are frustrated with the pace of change. He said he's frustrated too, but he said this is not the time to lose heart.
Okay, so that message to students there in Madison, Wisconsin tonight. Earlier today, the president was in Albuquerque, New Mexico, much smaller venue, more intimate conversation. Tell us about that.
Yeah, the president's been holding a lot of these, they call them backyard conversations with middle-class voters. The administration apparently thinks this is a positive view for the president. It looks good on TV, so they keep doing them. They're going to be doing more later this week. Today they were in a ranch house outside of Albuquerque with the Cavalier family. Mr. Cavalier is a retired Marine staff sergeant. His wife is a longtime educator. He was talking a lot about education and the steps his administration has taken, steps he says would be in jeopardy should the Republicans regain control of Congress in November.
Now, Scott, this is the president's first extended campaign trip this fall. What's to come?
He's going to be campaigning tomorrow in Des Moines, Iowa, and Richmond, Virginia, again highlighting differences with the Republicans. He's talking a lot about the Republican pledge that they released last week. And it's interesting to see who campaigns alongside the president. Martin Heinrich, the New Mexico congressman, was at his side in Albuquerque today. But some of the most embattled lawmakers are keeping their distance from Mr. Obama. There was some question here in Wisconsin about whether the Senate candidate, Russ Feingold, who's in a tough reelection campaign, would appear at this rally. In the end, he did.
Okay, NPR's Scott Horsley speaking with us from Madison, Wisconsin, where he's traveling with President Obama. Scott, thanks very much.
Good to be with you, Melissa.